Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we cover the Jobs and Growth Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of 2003. This law was signed on May 28, 2003. It did one main thing for depreciation. It raised the bonus rate from 30% to 50%. That might sound like a simple change, but for business owners who own property or were planning to buy, it was a big deal. Here is a quick recap of where things stood before this law. In 2002, Congress had just created Section 168K, the bonus depreciation rule. The first bonus rate was 30%. That meant, in the first year you place certain qualifying property in service, you could deduct 30% of its cost right away. The rest went on the normal depreciation schedule. The 2003 law said 30% is not enough. It raised the rate to 50% for qualified property placed in service after May 5, 2003, and before January 1, 2005, you can now write off 50% of the cost in year one. That is half the asset's value in the first year, before you even get to the regular depreciation on the remaining 50%. The first year deduction got a lot larger over May. Now let us connect this to cost segregation. A cost segregation study separates a building into components with shorter lives. When a component is reclassified from 39-year property to 5-year, 7-year, or 15-year property, it becomes eligible for bonus depreciation. The study does the hard work of identifying and pricing each component. The bonus rate is what determines how much of that component's value you can deduct right away. At 30% bonus, you get 30 cents of first-year deduction for every dollar of reclassified short-life property. At 50% bonus, that jumped to 50 cents. For a building with a large amount of reclassified property, that difference adds up fast. Think about a commercial property where a study identifies $500,000 of 5-year and 15-year components. At 30% bonus, the first-year bonus deduction on those components is $150,000. At 50%, it is $250,000. That is an extra $100,000 of deduction in year one, which translates directly to cash savings depending on your tax rate. This law covered property placed in service between May 5, 2003 and January 1, 2005. It was later superseded by other laws as the bonus framework kept evolving. After 2004, the 50% bonus lapsed. Then it came back in 2008 for a new window. Then it went to 100% in 2010. We will cover all of that in separate episodes. But the 2003 law is important because it showed that Congress was willing to push the bonus rate up aggressively. The 30% rate in 2002 was the opening move. The 50% rate in 2003 said bonus depreciation is here to stay and it is going to be meaningful. For anyone who owned a property placed in service in that window, this law is directly in your study's legal foundation. The 50% rate is documented, the placed in service dates are specific, and the math in your depreciation schedule reflects exactly what Congress authorized. That is the Jobs and Growth Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of 2003. It raised bonus depreciation to 50%, doubled down on the framework created in 2002, and pushed first-year deductions on cost segregation components to a new high. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how the bonus rate history applies to your specific property, take a look at the authority library in your report.